What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So maybe this is part of the brain's unscramble that I have to actually start the show by giving the Cleveland Browns credit. And we got Jeff Walder coming up at Seth Walder. But Jeff might be stopping by too, but Seth Walder coming up at 3 o'clock, and he gave the Browns a favorable offseason grade. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen them get a strong D from NFL analyst reporters. I've also seen, you know, Seth gave them a B+. And it's interesting because every time we talk about the offseason, it's not like the off seasons where we've come on and being like, they traded for Amari Cooper, they traded for Odell Beckham Jr. There's no, oh my God, that's the sexiest move you can make move this offseason. Unless you're just big on Malik Collins. Unless you think trading down is sexy. When you're the team doing the trading down, it's not. It's not sexy until you land the plane with whatever you get in said trade down. But there is one way in which the Browns' plan has already worked from this offseason, and it's pretty apparent. And it's with their handling of Shedeur Sanders. And I think you guys know, JP, he's the Shedeur honk. I'm Shea Switzerland, all right? I have, now that he is with the Browns, I want him to work out. I think getting a second-round talent in the fifth round is smart. It's just like, you don't have to love Shedeur as a prospect to understand that is a win, even if Shedeur doesn't work out. If you can get a second-round talent in the fifth round, and 10% of the time those guys work out, you're nailing fifth-round picks. But the Browns clearly have done everything they could with the way that they expressed their message to the media, with the way that they have handled Shedeur in terms of when he talks to the media and when he doesn't, when he's with the team. They've done everything they can to tamp down the shemania. And the reality is, there's a part of me that looks at that and goes, is that really in service of winning? Right? Like, anything that's about controlling narratives, anything that's about controlling the messaging, there are varying degrees to that working, but there's a big part of me that's like, okay, yeah, if it doesn't lead to wins and losses, like, what are we doing here? If we're putting 10% of our brain capacity towards controlling the hype, the hype on Shedeur Sanders, what in the hell are we doing, right? But I also understand that the Browns' plan has worked. This plan to tamp down that mania, that hype, it has worked. I mean, don't go on YouTube, because you mentioned Shedeur for 5 seconds on YouTube, and you're going to get some interaction there. Same thing with TikTok. I put out the WNBA fight JP and I had on my TikTok. TikTok! At Nick Wilson Says, by the way, if you want to give us a little follow there. And, guys, they were just ready to fight about Caitlin Clark. They were. I did nothing. I included a couple hashtags. I put out the header for what the video was, and then 5,000 views later, overnight, I was like, oh, I guess people have some fights to have over Caitlin. Shedeur's the same way. It really is. But when it comes to Shador, the Browns have purposefully tamped down the hype and mania. And some of that, I think, was in an effort to humble the kid. And when I say humble, maybe educate's the better word. Because humble is incredibly, incredibly demeaning and incredibly insulting. It's not your job to raise Shador Sanders. He's got a dad who seems pretty involved in his life and who has done a pretty good job of rearing his kid to this point, right? But the Browns are taking some of that. Where Deion was involved in every facet of Shador's business life, as well as his personal life, I think it's fair to understand that the Browns are trying to show Shador that this is how it works when your dad isn't in charge. So, again, there are multiple reasons we're doing this. I can at least understand that. Because the Browns' decisions don't always work out, but there's always logic behind them, which is something we can't always say with some of the other iterations of the Browns that have happened. But when I hear this week Ryan Fitzpatrick say, well, I think it's Flacco, and then you're going to go right into Dylan Gabriel. When I hear other NFL analysts say it starts with Flacco and goes to Pickett, the amount of people in the last 3 to 4 weeks that I've actually heard engage in the idea that Shador has a chance at starting week one or just starting this season, it's pretty limited compared to where the conversation was, let's say in mini camps. That to me shows that the Browns' messaging of he's a developmental quarterback, no matter how insincere I think it actually is, it is working. But I think there's this sense, and I think there's this conversation to be had about how long the Browns will treat Shador Sanders like a fifth rounder, and whether that's all season this year. Because the reality is, a lot of people have written Shador off, and in concert, people have written off Dylan Gabriel. And those are all fair things to do today, or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago. But if the Browns have written off either quarterback from starting week one today, if they've written them off as opposed to distance themselves from the idea, then they've already failed what is a very basic assignment. You pass the we have pushed Shador back into the minds of people. We've tried to tamp down the hype, the shamania as much as we can. You get a passing grade for that. And I even if I don't agree with every reason you're doing it, I understand it. There is nobody in this quarterback derby that starts in 1 week's time when rookies report. There is no one that should be excluded from the conversation. If you want to weight it in favor of Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, oh, I get it. Yeah, I mean, Joe's earned that. Kenny, I mean, he was a first-round pick once, and that to some people that means they've earned it. But even if you want to weigh it in favor of Dylan Gabriel, yeah, you drafted him first. You drafted him with a late third-round pick. You like him more. Okay, I'm not going to fight you on it. I think you're wrong. I think Shador is a better quarterback prospect than Dylan Gabriel. But in fairness, Quinn Ewers went in the seventh round, and I would have drafted him before I drafted Dylan Gabriel. There's less about Shador, and it's more about Dylan Gabriel. I don't think he's a starting NFL quarterback, and I understand the mantras or the ideas on how you handle quarterbacks in the middle round of the draft have changed. If you think he's a seventh rounder, it's okay to draft him in the third. That's not where I'm at. No, I think if you're drafting, when you have other players around them, like, and I continue to do it, Charles Grant, the offensive lineman out of William & Mary, who I think 3 years from now we're going to be saying, why the hell do we draft Dylan Gabriel, who's either a backup or no longer on the roster? I'm not saying I'm perfect. I could be wrong on that, but that's how I think we're going to see this in 3 years. When you have guys that I think have starter capability in the future, and you take a what I think is a guaranteed backup at best, no matter the position, we've already started off on the wrong foot. But if you want to rig this thing, you know, we're going to wait it for Dylan Gabriel a little bit. I get it. But the reality is that you need to leave the door open for Shador because, one, it's the NFL, and you just never know. Two, we need to be very honest about this because now that he's a fifth-round pick, there are certain Browns fans or certain Shador Sanders detractors. He's a fifth-round pick. That's all he is. No, he's a second-round talent, right? And talent, inevitably, draft position matters. Talent is the second thing that matters quite a bit. And while there might not have been somebody out there, myself included, who didn't have Shador as a first-round pick or a top-10 pick or a top-20 pick, All right? And that is, like, I think Shador's ceiling is as a good starter. And that's the ceiling. He could end up being a bad starter. He could end up just being a good backup. Honestly, if he doesn't take to coaching, he could be out of the league in 2 years, like a lot of quarterbacks who don't take to coaching end up being. But you continue to cycle back on this idea. If the Browns are going to use he's a fifth rounder all year long, then they're being stubborn where they need not be stubborn. Because I might not have had a first round grade on him. I thought second or third round. I think when we talked about it, I said, yeah, if you take him in the second round, I'm not going to be as upset about it as if you took him two overall, which I think would be a huge mistake and disservice to the kid. But equally, saying he's a fifth round pick, if you're the Browns 2 months from now, is also doing a disservice to yourself and to Shador. I understand the reasons we have to build up Joe. He's earned it, and he's got a lot of love in this town. I can back all that because I just like Joe. And physically, guys, as of right now, he's the only guy that I think can make big plays with his arm. And I'll take the big minus plays if he makes enough of the big plus plays, right? Especially early in the season if you want to try and win. But when I understand Kenny Pickett. Oh, well, he fits the system. He does this. I'll continue to fall back on his booty cheeks. But I understand why they're propping him up to such a degree. I think very little of Dylan Gabriel. I understand you propping him up to some degree. But when we get down to the brass tacks of where the Browns are, your quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. At best, every one of those guys would be the number two quarterback in every other NFL room going into the season that isn't the New Orleans Saints. And by the way, that's an at best. Several of these guys might be the number three quarterback. Now, the reason why Philly was ready to trade Kenny Pickett is they didn't want to pay him, and they thought more of Tanner McKee than they did of Kenny Pickett. If you want to treat Shador like a fifth-round pick, now I get it. But you have to be open to that second-round talent being the thing that sparks your own curiosity. He's got to do it, guys. I know he's got to do it. I'm not here to say where some people just want to give him things. Nope. It's the NFL. And I think he's got a great personality, so I think he'll naturally endear himself to his teammates. But how you really endear yourself to your teammates, or work harder than everyone, know the playbook better than everyone, execute better than everyone, be the most physically talented quarterback or somewhere in that conversation. Shador has that opportunity. And if he doesn't, and the Browns stick to this idea of the things that they allowed to tamp down the Shador hype into camp, into the regular season. If he's doing everything that matters and you still treat him like a fifth-round pick, then at some point on a team with really just not great quarterback options, you are harming yourself. And that is exactly how you get fired. So don't do that. Think of your career. Think of Browns fans in November. And at some point, come around to the idea of it's got to be a balance between where this kid was drafted and where he could have been drafted and maybe where his talent said he should be drafted. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at J. Peterlin too, make sure to follow our boy on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. Seth Walder. As everybody knows, I mean, nobody would ever mess up that name. ESPN NFL analyst, he gave the Browns a B-plus grade for their offseason. We'll talk him through that. We got Jeff Lowe of Barstool Sports, host of the Dozen Trivia. A little Superman look ahead. He's also a Browns fan, so we'll get his take on the Shemania, as it were. The lead coming up at 5, and then Scott Braunfeld, Territory TV, coming up at 6 o'clock as well. We will talk about the Guardians. We will talk about the first half of the season and where they go from here. But will the Browns treat Shador like a fifth rounder all season long, and the reality of an Njoku extension and what it says about where the Browns are in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. For the Browns fans that are already tired of talking about Shador, I get it. I mean, it is quarterback. It is the most important position on the franchise. And the other three quarterbacks are probably in the equal area of, we got to do this or not. Right? Like Joe's, I think I still continue to come back to Joe Flacco in a way that I think might be more in like with that idea than the organization even is, because I think he's their fallback plan. It's on Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel or Shador to steal the job, as it were. But I'm completely comfortable starting with Joe. But I also understand he's a 40-year-old that was available for a reason, and they didn't re-sign 2 years ago for a reason. And not, people are not knocking down the door for Joe, trying to get him to start jobs. And like Kenny Pickett, he was available for a fifth rounder for a reason. Same thing with Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Same thing with even Shador. But I do think, like, if you don't like Shador, or if you don't like people that go hard in the paint for Shador like Peterlin, you are missing the no-lose situation that you're in. Because if you're right about Shador, and he's either not good or flames out or whatever, then you get to really harass Peterlin for a very long time about it. Something that I don't look forward to, but something that I'm not going to run from either. Or Shador fulfills some sort of prophecy, and we actually have a decent starting quarterback again. I don't see how this is a lose-lose. As the Switzerland in the room on Shador Sanders, I'm kind of being able to have my cake and eat it too. And you guys know, you get me starting talking about cake and we're going somewhere. But when it comes to Shador, I get, he's a fifth round pick. He's a developmental prospect. Some of that I think is insincere, but they've convinced people that this is true. But you got to leave the door open for Shador. I don't believe that Dylan Gabriel is a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I think if you try and put him out there to start the season or in the middle of the season, I think that's going to bear fruit very, very quickly. But just leave the door open for him. There's no reason to not leave the door open for any of these guys, especially a guy in Shador, who if his name was Mike Sanderson, he probably would have been a second-round pick. If he wasn't, and that's not putting it on Shador or Deion. It's putting it on all of it. The Shador camp and how they kind of handled the pre-draft process. But as we talk about the Browns quarterback plan, again, the question is, will the Browns treat Shador like a fifth rounder all season? If they do, he has either failed to capitalize and walk the path they've asked him to, or they've failed to keep an open mind on him. Neither are okay for me. I need Shador to understand that it is his job to buck the trend and push back. And I need them to understand, let's not get all clingy with the quarterbacks ahead of him, because in the end, this whole season's about, hey, can we see what's going on here? Can we find something from that? And that leads us to Daniel Oyafusi, the ESPN Browns writer right now. He was on with the Modern Boys, and he talked about an extension for David Njoku, which I want to react to, but there's something within this that I think harkens back to this quarterback idea. Here's Daniel.
Njoku is still fairly young, but he's coming off an injury-plagued year. So on the Browns side, they might want to see him bounce back and get to that Pro Bowl form before they give him a big extension. And to Njoku's part, I mean, obviously it's good to have the money up front, but he might want to show again that he is an elite tight end. He is one of those elite tight ends, those Pro Bowl caliber tight ends before he re-ups. So I would be maybe a bit surprised to see an extension before the season starts just because of the nature of where the team is and even them acknowledging that this is a bit of a kind of a wait and see year in terms of where they are at quarterback, where they are as a whole before they maybe transition in 2026.
I've used the word auditing for this season for the Browns. I think wait and see is another great way to talk about this. We're going to get to that in a second here. But, you know, there's a lot of what Daniel just said about David Njoku that I think has to be where the Browns are. Because there's no way you can like David Njoku. If they extend him before he plays it down this season, it's a gigantic mistake. He's 29, just turned. Happy birthday yesterday, David. He's 29. He's coming off a lot of injuries. And I'm not just talking about last year, but go back and watch him. If you haven't, there was points where I thought he was moving like a left tackle last year. And maybe some of that's how David is filled out, because he is about 270 pounds of pure muscle right now. But some of that's also just, he's had a lot of injuries to all parts of his body. So he's been in the NFL 8 years, had a fair amount of injuries, and he wasn't good enough last year to justify this. It's just, it's not personal. Like, we get to this point where when people say what I just said, oh, you just don't like that. No, David's a great dude. And the guy today is different than the guy that when he came here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In 2017, when he was 20 years old. But I don't know you should be in the business of extending good, not great tight ends in the first place when they're 29 years old. Because the only tight ends that are truly, truly hitting a different level or maintaining that level in their 30s are the Kelce's. And by the way, he's taking a step back. Are the truly great, the creme de la creme of tight ends. So and not just that, guys, I don't think they should extend him, if at all, before next offseason. And I get the panic. Well, oh, he could hit free agency. Uh-huh. Yes, he could. And that might bring the price down as much as it brings the price up. And by the way, if he gets more money, well, then you took the risk, it didn't work out in the way you thought, and there's no sense in overpaying him. He's not a core member. He's a very good football player. But the Browns have, I mean, Joe Bitonio, guys, he's a core member because he's been here since 2014. Look at some of the other names. Miles is still a core member. You're paying him big money, and he's living up to it on the field. Denzel, we can say that when you're healthy, yeah, when Denzel plays, he's one of the three best cornerbacks in the NFL. And it's wild that we don't have that take on him nearly as much as we possibly should. So you start to look at some of the guys, I am perplexed and how Wyatt Teller, who's still one of the three best guards in football, five best guards in football, is not up for an extension. But you can sell me the point of, well, he's 30. Well, we drafted these guys. They got to start kicking around. I think it's dumb. I think you should keep the player when you got a lot of opportunities next year. When it comes to Njoku, there's just nothing about it that screams to anyone, you should do this. And if there's risk in letting him hit them, okay, guys, yeah. There's this idea of risk management. That's kind of what it's Andrew Berry's job to kind of lock in. But to get back to the wait and see, it's been really interesting to hear. There's been that groundswell of optimism that JP and I have felt this week with camp coming up. And I'm actually happy for it. Like, I want you to be excited about the season. We should. Guys, we're one of 32 markets that have an NFL team. We do not have half the logistical nightmare conversations we've had the last year. We are free in some way, not totally free from the Deshaun stuff, but we are mostly free from the Deshaun conversations. And this is a year of figuring it the hell out. And but what's wild to me is, I think when Daniel says the Browns are in wait-and-see mode, I think it should be understood that's from the top down. Like, this is why when people say, but Kevin Stefanski and what he's done, it's like, okay, it's year six. Yeah, the farther you get away from success, the more critical of an eye we should have. When it comes to Andrew Berry and Dee Podesta or anybody in that front office, same thing. But by the way, we're saying this for about 52 of the 53-man roster. Miles, well, you're safe. You're going to be pretty okay. Miles could have a horrific year, an injury-plagued year, and we know exactly where he'll be next year. There's literally nobody else on this roster. Well, they might be safe like Jerry Jeudy because of contract. You might be safe for like Denzel because of contract, even though we're getting closer to another Denzel extension. But everybody else? Yeah, tell me whether you're the third best player on this roster or whether you're the third worst. Tell me whether you're going to be here or not. That, to me, as a football fan who loves stories, who likes some of these guys and loves their narratives, like a Ronnie Hickman from undrafted free agent to potentially your best safety, starting safety, right? I love that. DeJuan Jones, get a little trim for a 350-pound man. Going to left tackle. Like, that has me bought in and excited. I don't know if it's going to work out. I'd give it a decent chance of working out. But whether it's Njoku, wait and see. Any one of these four quarterbacks, wait and see. And so to speak definitively on any of them, I think is a little too early. I speak definitively on Kenny Pickett. I leave the door open for me to be wrong. I speak definitively on my discomfort with drafting Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, I'm not the guy that's going to tell you I'm always right and everybody else is always wrong. If there's crow to eat, let's get it. We should be excited to be right about things this year, and we should be excited to be wrong about things. I think they're a 3-win team. Until otherwise, I think they're a 3-win team. But we're going to wait and see how that goes out, and that drives back to the heart of the Shador conversation and this narrative that we all cling to about Shador being a fifth-round pick. He's a second-round talent who got taken in the fifth round. Both things are true. We should treat it as thus. Let's go with Don in Brook Park. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Nick. I was going to comment on the front office and Shador. A 3-win team, well, maybe, but I think Flacco probably is going to win more than 3 games. Who knows? But Flacco's the only one that doesn't have anything to prove with these quarterbacks. And I'm sure somebody in the front office sat down with Shador that we didn't find out about the first speeding ticket, 92 miles an hour, sat down with them and said, hey, look, what you draw time, you do in your off time, it's your business, except when it gets involved with the law. And so 92, his first speeding ticket, then over 100 miles an hour. I'm sure they said, enjoy your car, enjoy your off time. But remember, you're in privileged status here. A lot of people don't have the ability to hold a job you're trying out for and making a lot of money for. Now, whether that's going to sink in or not with Shador, I'm not sure. Do you think it will?
Yeah, because I don't think we give the kid enough credit. Now, thank you for the call, buddy. I don't think there's a couple things there, because Don gave us a lot there. And that's a good call, Don. I don't agree with everything you said, but when you got three takes there, I can respond to each one of them. One, Joe Flacco does still have something to prove. Yes, to prove he can still win in the NFL. If he plays, guys, the difference between 2023 and 2024 for him, the stats are almost identical. Identical for my Cousin Vinny fans out there. But the stats are almost identical. The difference is he didn't win last year in Indy and got benched a couple times because of it. He did win in the six games he played in total, 5 regular season, 1 in the postseason, in Cleveland. He has to prove that again. He has to prove that last year was the mirage, not 2 years ago. Now, specific to Shador, I think it should be very clear here. I understand that we wear a soapbox and we do this moral superiority with young kids. I get it. And young athletes, because they have a lot of money, and there's a lot of things into that. The Browns do not care about those speeding tickets. Other than they like Shador, they're invested in Shador and don't want him dying in a car accident. But when it comes to a football team, a pro football team, usually has a guy whose job is to deal with situations like Shador's speeding ticket. And they usually are a lot worse than that. I guarantee you, the Browns, when they hear speeding ticket, your quarterback got in trouble with the law. And then they say speeding ticket. They're like, oh, that's it. Oh, my God. So I don't think they're going, even though they might use that to squeeze Shador a little bit internally if they really want to prove something. But I think this idea, like, we can all agree Shador has to prove things to this organization. And it starts with his ability to prove things on the field. Like the reading defenses, pre-snap, post-snap, making good decisions. And I also think there's a narrative that formed because of the draft process that he doesn't work, he doesn't have the same work ethic as maybe a Dylan Gabriel does. Guys, those things are pretty easy to dispel. So yeah, he does have things to prove. I don't think it has anything to do with proving he can drive 70 in a 65. Only speeding by 5 miles an hour. 216-474-0092. Will the Browns treat Shador Sanders like a fifth-round pick all season long? And our first guarantee of the football season is Mac joins us for quick hit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
We got Mac Robinson join us for this one as well, and we're within 2 months of Ohio State, Texas kicking off their seasons, and SEC Network's Paul Feinbaum went on Get Up to make a big prediction this week.
I am as married to Arch Manning as an old geezer like me can be to a young, great college quarterback, but I like everything about him, and I think you said something. Manning name matters, but it's not going to matter on that field in a couple weeks at Ohio State. The experience of being an understudy to Ewers and understanding Sark's system is what's going to get them over the top and probably, well, not probably, definitely beat Ohio State in the opener.
All right, so initially, Mac, that was called a guarantee. After hearing it, it feels like the most lukewarm guarantee you have. Smart bet by Paul, though?
I'm going to say yeah, because of the amount of starters that Ohio State has lost to the NFL draft this year, and obviously a historic class for Ohio State going to the NFL. I think it's smart to say that, you know what, maybe Ohio State stumbles in that first week, especially against a team like Texas. And Arch Manning, again, though limited snaps, has come in and actually had some really, you know, sharp snaps, at least at quarterback last year for Texas.
I mean, I think smart money is on Texas. What I would say, though, is this is his first time being a full-time starter. And so I love that he's got the experience. And I do. So I will not fight giving him the leg up over Julian Sayin. Also, Arch was, I think, QB1 of his draft class. I don't think Julian was, although I think he was top five. So I'll give the edge there. But it's week one, and teams are still figuring out who they are. They don't have practice time they used to. You could not get me to make a guarantee on either side of things here, other than I'm pretty sure it's going to be a really fun game.
Now, when it comes to the Ohio State offense especially, do you think that they're going to have any issues when it comes to, you know, staying at quarterback and obviously, you know, losing Henderson and Judkins?
I don't know, because Ryan is so good at it. And even like C.J. Stroud was pretty raw. I know he had been in school a couple years, but more than Julian has. But Ryan's so good at this that I imagine even if you're protecting a young quarterback, maybe it looks closer to like Kyle McCord 2 years ago instead of what you saw last year with the high-powered offense.
Omaha! All right, now, Nick, last season, Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase became the fifth pass catcher to win the Triple Crown in the Super Bowl era and the first one since Cooper Kupp in 2021. PFF today announced their projections for 2025, and they have the fourth-year wideout as projected to be the first one to win it in consecutive seasons since Don Hutson in 1944.
I know you were a big Don Hutson guy back in the day.
You know, big Don Hutson, Stan. Yeah,
You're always like, hey, Hutson awareness, let's spread it.
Of course. Don Hutson, Max Speedy, right there back to back. But
people have been saying it.
You know, Nick, is this too ambitious to see him winning it again, or does he have a legitimate case to go back to back?
No, I mean, Jamar's just one of those guys that's clockwork. He just is. Like, and he doesn't have the, like Justin Jefferson's going to be really good this year, but there is the quarterback impact. Do you get an 1,800-yard season, or do you get a 1,200-yard season? And then health and all that other stuff. If Jamar's healthy, it's like Miles leading the league in stats, or no, Miles being a top three defensive player of the year vote getter. Like, there's just at some point you clock in to such a degree, and Jamar is that. Like, we got like five or six truly elite, oh my god, level wide receivers, and I think there's a gap between Jamar and the other dudes.
Now, the thing that I look at, especially for this, is, you know, you look at team success as well. And given the fact that, you know, Trey Hendrickson still has not signed an extension in Cincinnati, do you think that the defense being so lackluster also helps his chances just to boost those stats because they have to score to win games?
I mean, this is going to be like Bowling Green in 2006 or any Mid-American conference school where it was just like, we're going to do the spread offense. We're going to score, you know, 45 points a game and pray to God we don't give up 46. That's where I think the Bengals are this year.
Omaha!
Crazy Joe Mazzulla. I still butchered that. I'm going to do that again. Crazy Joe Mazzulla. Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla went on the Games with Names podcast with Julian Edelman to drop his million-dollar business idea.
What's that thing called? Where you, like, escape rooms?
Yeah.
We should start a business where you have, like, situation rooms.
Ooh.
And, like, you can sign up and go in and, like, reenact different things. You know, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? We're going to grab dinner, and then we're going to go reenact the Bin Laden raid.
All right. One. Just because a guy who is famous and won a championship says, like, an idea, you don't have to go, ooh-hoo-hoo. We don't have to indulge every idea. I'm going to go ahead and say, if we do reenactment rooms, the Bin Laden one, I'm not saying it's not up there. Probably not top 10 in things we're reenacting, but I want you to grade the idea of Crazy Joe Mazzulla.
Look, the overall idea, I'll give it like a B-, but because I do think that some of those could be interesting, but also the fact that that's the first poll that he has off the top of his head is just wild to me.
I'll tell you this, though. Most couples aren't getting to the Bin Laden part of it. If you start the reenactment with, what are we doing for dinner? Several people, a majority of couples, will divorce before you get to Bin Laden. You might want to front load the Bin Laden stuff because everybody's on the same side. He's the bad guy. We got to go get him, right? Dinner? I live in a house of five. We're never all five on the same page. All right, I want pizza. Izzy want pizza. I'd like Olive Garden, and I'd like Canadian Goose. Like, it's never the same thing. If we're going to reenact stuff, it cannot be reenacting the dinner conversation. That's the hairier part here.
Honey, we're going to go to Red Lobster first, and then we're going to go and do the Bin Laden raid.
Oh, honey, finish those breadsticks. We know where he is. Yeah.
Omaha! All right, so Toledo cornerback Avery Smith made some headlines off the field as the all-conference defensive back decided to stay with the Rockets this offseason, reportedly turning down multiple six- and seven-figure NIL offers to transfer. Smith spoke about his decision to stay on the Tatum Talks, TikTok.
Nailed it.
I mean, Toledo just was lower to me when nobody else was. Like, coming out of high school, I played quarterback, and y'all could tell I'm a little shorter than some of y'all. So it wasn't really too many people just recruiting me at all, probably like 4 or 5 schools. And Toledo, they was recruiting me heavy, just like they really believed in me. So first even switching up on them, like, wouldn't even feel right. The relationships I done had since being here, since my freshman year, coaches that really look out when I was down bad or whatever, they still looked out for me. I wouldn't even feel right switching up on them. And then just the opportunity to play at the next level, like, we done had draft picks the last 2 years, like, ha. To I'm talking, we had a corner that was the first corner off the board, the same position I played. We just had a D tackle go the first pick of the third round. So it's like going to the NFL, like, out of a smaller school, it's not impossible.
Right.
So like, if you a diamond, they gonna find you.
Now, Nick, I think we can agree, like, respect to him for staying with Toledo, but if you're in his shoes, do you take the money or do you stay loyal? Assuming, you know, playing at BG.
You know, I love me some Steve Miller, so I take the money and run. Just the bottom line. Yeah, it's cool. When players do this, it's so... I actually think it's probably more typical than we think. We just don't get the stories about them. So it's a cool thing. And listen, you should always... Listen, money can't be the only thing that matters. If the money was the only thing that mattered, things would fall apart in content-driven places like here... all the time. It doesn't, because money's not the only thing that matters. That being said, we live in the true golden era of young players making money and making, like, life-changing money, setting yourself up for future. Yeah, I would take that if I was him. And then if you end up in the NFL, cool, you just have more of it. But, like, yeah, hey, Alabama wants to pay you $4 million to go play corner at Alabama. Go to Alabama. Take the money. You're going to be able to have a chance to make the NFL there too. All right, so I want to walk you through this. Where'd it go? The night before / game day meal for Iowa offensive lineman Jennings Dunker, which I honestly is a made-up name, is going viral. So I'm going to read some of these off, and I need you to tell me if you can or can't go for that. Are you ready?
Okay, hit me with it.
All right, night before 11 a.m. kickoff, 5:30, 2 to 3 servings of pasta with meat marinara sauce, a couple of bread rolls, 12-ounce steak, and 2 servings of fruit.
Yeah, I'm okay. In for that.
Now, 3 hours later, you do 3 hamburgers, 3 bags of Lay's potato chips, drip-drop hydration mix, and hot chocolate. You're still a young man.
I'd be forcing through it, but I'd try. I probably would pass on the hot chocolate, though.
All right, so you wake up with a rumbly-tumbly at 7:15, 4 pieces of toast, 2 bowls of Wheaties, a couple pancakes, 2 chicken breasts, 24 ounces of water, and drip-drop hydration mix.
I mean, I love pancakes, so I'm in.
You still have heartburn from the night before.
Absolutely.
There's no way
you don't.
Do. 9 a.m., 4 pieces of toast and a chicken breast.
Okay.
10:15, Martin Gel, Honey Stinger Energy Waffle, and Chews Drip Drop Hydration Mix. Throughout the game, Powerade, water, Honey Stinger Waffles, and Chews. Halftime, Gel, Honey Stinger Energy Waffles, and Chews. Post-game meals at Culver's. Double bacon cheeseburger, family size order of cheese curds or onion rings, and 3 sides of ranch.
I think my arteries are stopping just listening to this.
I'm worried about his digestive tract. Like, there's no way you don't have to power Duke in the middle of that game. I mean,
doesn't that give you that extra boost of energy?
Like, if this, maybe this all of a sudden makes sense why Paul Pierce had to get carted off the court there and then suddenly came back with all sorts of energy. Oof. That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Seth Walder gave the Cleveland Browns a B+ for their offseason. We'll ask him why and what he makes of the quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.